This is blurry. This doesn't sound like... I mean, I like this song, but this doesn't sound like Crown the Empire.
Wait, you can hear my voice. It's very clear.
Why can't I hear you talking to the mic? He kind of sounds like you, Andy.
Stop! Get the fuck out of here. No way.
This is Puddle of Mud. This song came out before my guest was born. Oh, okay, wait. Now, that song is called Blurry, which is also the name of my favorite Crown the Empire song. Wait, I want to play them. Ooh. Just the effects on the intro are so dope. It's like it sounds like the Joker movie and a song.
I'm too dark to blush, but if I could, I would. A little
closer than I needed. Honestly, Andy, your voice is so hot. For real, if you weren't here in my living room and I didn't know how sweet and innocent you are, I'd be like, this guy's going to ruin my life. And he has like a 15-inch cock. Which could be true. All that could be true.
Subtract 14.
I'm being dead serious, though. This song is so good. You guys, yeah. Crown the Empire, Blurry. It says blurry out of place in parentheses. Mm-hmm. It's out of place, like the main chorus line.
It's part of it, yeah. But I say blurry.
I really like it, though. I'm serious. I love it. Guys, I'm so pumped. My friend Andy's here from Crown the Empire.
Hello.
You're like a legitimate rock star and one that I haven't tried to sleep with, which is, I think that's really special for us.
I think it's really sweet.
We're like real friends.
Legitimately.
You even spent the night at my house and I didn't even like try.
I was sweating.
What?
Because I was horrified. I was like, I'm going to sleep on this couch.
You were horrified because you were in my apartment.
I think you're like super intimidating. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you say, but I don't understand.
Well,
that.
I've seen your set and it's just you roasting dicks. I was just like, okay,
I almost just spit my drink out. That's so funny. Roasting dicks.
I was like, okay. I looked at myself in the mirror before I left home and I was like, listen, if she sees your dick, it's free game. Like, she's going to roast you. She's going to make fun of your shit.
No. Oh, my God.
I was fully prepared to be roasted.
Oh, my
forever.
God. Okay. First of all, oh, my God. That's so funny that you said that because Rampage Jackson one time said to me, he's like, I'd be so scared that if we dated, you would tell jokes about me on stage. Okay. Here's the thing. I do kind of like use all my friends for material,
yeah.
But when it's someone I'm actually friends with, if we have a moment that's really funny, like for instance, I have a bit about my old drug dealer because we were also friends. Mm-hmm. And one time I was at his house and a phone rang and it was a landline. And I was like, why do you have a landline? And he said, in case I get a fax, I have a fax machine. And I was like, why does a drug dealer need a fax machine?
Yeah, what are you gonna,
right, like, who is faxing their orders?
Spreadsheets,
like, hey,
you gotta fucking worry about.
Right, like, can I get some molly and some mushrooms? And also, I'm faxing this order so I can write it off on my business taxes this year.
Oh, no.
So, like, but even then, when I did jokes about him, I would say, like, I wouldn't say who he was. Hmm. But I only roast guys I date
right. If
they really deserve it.
Right.
Like, I never tweet jokes. I date more guys than I tweet jokes about. Let's just say that.
Dang.
And you and I were hanging as friends.
It was sick.
We were both dating other people.
Yeah,
and
we talked about it. It was like,
yeah.
But you didn't, but here's the thing I didn't tell you after the fact that I found out is that she saw your set. She came out to LA once before, saw your set, and you roasted her.
I did not roast her.
Allegedly, she came and she met with friends, a friend that she hadn't hung out in a while. And you're like, you two, are you guys dating? Like, no. Like, are you guys friends? Or like, I mean, kind of. And you just apparently just kept.
Oh, wait a second. She came with a guy friend.
Yeah.
Oh, probably I said that means he's trying to bang you. Yeah. That's probably true. Because anytime a girl tells me in the audience that she's
so
with
good.
A friend.
She was pissed. She was pissed I was hanging out with you, for sure. But that ended. She had a sex tape and.
Okay, wait, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's go.
Put this on hold.
Yeah.
Before we get into Andy's last girlfriend's sex tape, which Which, by the way, when he came to, we're at my apartment. Okay, it's Wednesday night. Long story short, we were going to do this at a bar, and then he walked in and was like, "I'm a little buzzed. I found out my last girlfriend had a sex tape," and I was like, "We need to sit down right now and do this." But before we get into it, two things. One, I have to thank my newest sponsor, who I'm obsessed with, and I'm not saying this because they're paying me. I'm also saying it. I even told Andy, literally when he walked in, I was like, "I'm obsessed with this CBD, man. Like, I'm giving it out to everyone. It's CBD Lion." And I'll be honest, you guys know me. I'm not a huge pot smoker. I smoke a little sometimes to sleep, and every once in a while, if I'm having sex, I might take a little baby bite of an edible because it makes it crazy. But also, like, I have trouble sleeping. I have problems with anxiety. I also play a lot of tennis. I work out hard. And all my friends who are athletes are onto this CBD craze. So Joey Diaz told me about CBD Lion. I hit them up, asked for samples. You guys, I literally slept for, and I never sleep, I slept from like 10 p.m. until noon today because I ate a CBD gummy. I'm telling you, the CBD calms me down. They sent me a huge box of different like CBD pens, but they also sent me oil and lotion and gummies. So you can try whatever you like. They also sent me vape pens that you have to charge, which, full disclosure, I'm bad about charging everything.
I'm so bad at that.
Andy knows I have like 3 cell phones. Literally,
it's like a trap. It's like a trap house in here right now.
Yeah, I have so many cell phones and they're all dead or dying. But they sent me this brochure with like the different types of CBD and what you can use them for. And I've been using the mood enhancer during the day and the relaxer at night. And I'm telling you, I'm sleeping well and I'm happy. Like, it's crazy. You even said I look good and I have no makeup on.
Yeah, I think you look fantastic.
I think it's making me glow. And not to be like too across the line, guys, or gross you out, but also the last time I should have had menstrual cramps, I was doing the CBD and I had no cramps, which never happens to me. Like, for real, none. Like, I was like, holy cow, what's going on? Why have I not had cramps this time? And the only thing I could think of was the CBD. So the point is, CBD Lion is dope. You guys have to try it. If you are into smoking, you know, you also can get the CBD shatter and you can mix it in with what you're smoking. But I've just been using everything else they sent me and I'm obsessed with it. My little sister is on it now, who has been medicated before for like some depression stuff, and she's been using the CBD and she loves it. So I say, try it out. Go to CBDLion.com. If you put in the discount code KATEQ, you get 20% off all your orders. Also, if you don't know much about it, you can just call them, tell them what you're looking for, and they'll talk you through which products to buy. But I'm into it, man. Even the lotion, like the lotion they sent me, like, it's really, it makes my skin so soft. I'm serious, you guys. I love it. So I want you guys to go get on all that. Also a huge thanks to Native for supporting Date Fails. I've spoken about Native before. Native makes safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. I've been using the Native deodorant. I have to say, I smell amazing, and it is safe. It's natural.
Smell you from here. It smells great.
Thank you. I'm using the lavender. So also very calming. I like to be calm when I smell good. So guys, listen, you can also get a discount, 20% off your first purchase. Visit nativedeodorant.com. Enter promo code DATEFAILS during checkout. Boom. All right. Now we're going to get into it with my boy Andy here. Okay, I'm so pumped that you're here.
I love to be here. It's been so long.
I mean, honestly, I haven't seen you since the night you slept over here, which we both pissed off the people we were dating.
100%. Yeah, for
sure. Which was kind of
pretty
awesome.
Tight. Pretty kind tight. Pretty tight.
Yeah, I didn't even mean for that to happen, but...
Oh, she was so mad.
It's crazy that... You know what's funny about that is I am the girl that guys are never allowed to be friends with when they have a girlfriend, even though as a rule, if I know you have a girl, I'm a girl's girl. Like, I will not ever touch a guy that has a girl. Ever.
Yeah.
But they just don't know that.
They just assume.
Also, what are the odds that your girlfriend saw me?
Saw your set, legitimately watched you, and then you legitimately roast her shit.
I did not roast
her. I think maybe you threw like probably one comment and just traumatized her. She was like, she made fun of me the whole time.
No way. I never make fun of anyone. If anything,
listen, I would make fun of her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I never make fun of anybody on stage. If anything, I probably flirted with her.
Yeah.
Or I probably just said, if she probably said, I'm with this guy who's my friend, and I said, that means he's trying to bang you. And but some people get really embarrassed. Like, that's just, everybody knows.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have any girlfriends that you're not low-key trying to bang besides me?
I don't.
You really don't? Let's start the question over. Do you have any girlfriends at all that are like just a friend?
It sounds so bad.
You don't?
Saying it out loud, no. Even if we are friends, we've all like hooked up with each other at some point or another.
So you don't have one friend who's a chick who you've never banged?
I mean, like, my
friends,
like, wives and stuff. You know, like, they're like, hey, good to see you. You know, stuff like that.
Your friends' wives?
Yeah, yeah. I have a couple of friends that are married.
And those are the women you've never tried to bang?
Yes.
But then they're probably not really your friends. Like, the guy is your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have none.
No. Yeah. Right? Actually, yeah. So zero. Yeah.
So actually, you're totally making my point, which is that guy. You've never tried to bang me yet. Should I be afraid? No. You said that you're never going to try because you're afraid.
I think I was just really intimidated.
Which is insane,
by
the way.
I mean, you're a...
Because I'm a comedian.
Yeah, you're a professional like shit talker and roaster.
That's the whole problem with being a female comedian, is like, no one has the balls to date you unless they're nuts.
They have to, like, be so crazy.
Yeah, like every time a guy steps to me and I'm like, he's not that crazy. I mean, eventually I find out they're even crazier than me.
Damn. Do you think that you're going to have to, that if you... Here's the thing that I've been thinking about is, like, I have to find somebody that's not as crazy as me. Like, I want somebody that's, like, stable and normal so that I can be the crazy one and then just, like, you know, keep you kind of grounded. Because I've dated, you know, actresses or models and they're all out of their fucking minds. Like, worse than me. And then it ends up being this, like, perpetual, like, oh, I guess we'll just do cocaine in your box apartment and just smoke cigarettes with all the windows closed. You know? Like, so... Yeah.
With all the windows closed.
It's horrible. It's disgusting. But that's the life that I've been like, this probably isn't what's for me.
I mean, you know what's funny is, like, I honestly am really on the downhill slide of my, like, be crazy party phase. Like, I don't do it as much anymore. If I do it, it's usually because I'm celebrating.
Right.
And I've been a lot more, like, I don't know. My night's off. I'm so tired of talking to people that I just stay home and binge TV and, like, write. Like, I'm such a nerd right now. But I actually was kind of talking to this guy. See, here's the problem with that, like, with what you want. Because I think I want that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then I meet a guy who's wonderful, who has his shit together, who is hot and, like, moderately straight edge,
right.
Meaning like not a
not
drunk,
hard drugs, yeah,
not a drunk,
doesn't
not
do
drugs.
As many drugs as us, yeah, okay.
And you know what? They never mentally stimulate me. Like, they always bore me.
Dang.
It's like, if it's not like I get the genius crush. Like, I'm turned on by somebody's brain more. Like, a hot guy's great,
right?
But guys that are really hot, usually, I hate to say they're dumb, but they're usually, if they...
I'm so happy you said it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like biased because I know that I'm not like man based, but you hang out with, you know, just being in Hollywood, you know, you see like model dudes. I'm like, these are the dumbest guys I've ever met in my life. Oh my God. You can barely hold a conversation with them. It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I feel kind of bad to say it. It's not that they're all dumb. It's just, you know what it is? It's like, look, to be, for instance, let's take pro athletes. I don't want to say all pro athletes are dumb because they're not all dumb, but to get that great at sports, you have to put a lot of time and energy into your fitness.
Yes, absolutely.
That you're not maybe putting into, like, stimulating your brain necessarily.
Absolutely.
So maybe, you know, they're hotter than they are.
Absolutely. Same with musicians too. Like, they're you watch them and they're the type of people that have spent more time, like when all of us were out partying and like trying to get to know people, shredding on guitar the whole time.
100%.
You know, and it pays off now because all of us looked at them like, yo, dude, what you just played just for fun was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my God. Like brilliant guitar players, pianists, or even like, you know, when I was young, I was obsessed with John Popper from Blues Traveler, the big harmonica.
that's your type? That was what did it for you?
That's what's so funny is like, that's why I know that like genius turns me on, because I would look at John Popper and be like, yo, I'd fuck the shit out of John Popper.
Yeah, like, John Popper is never, that's a sentence that has never been said before. Mark it down right now.
I guarantee
now
it has. I guarantee John Popper's got more pussy than 90% of the fucking hot dudes at the gym that haven't ever played on stage. Dude, you don't think John Popper's pulling tens backstage at Blues Traveler shows?
I never thought about
for
blues
sure
shows.
He is.
He's like, yo, you want to be sad with me? Well, let me play this piece of metal with my mouth.
You know for sure girls are watching John Popper going, if he can do that with a harmonica, imagine what he can do with a clit. Oh my God.
No.
Anyway, all right, we're going to get into it. Yeah. First of all, to introduce you to the people who don't know. So mm-hmm. Andy is the singer for a band called Crown the Empire, which is, you guys are blowing up right now, I feel.
We put out a new album and it's definitely, we came from like the world of emo kids, you know, where it was easy for people to talk shit. And I think this has been like the most like bona fide, legitimate album that we've put out. And so, yeah, it's crazy seeing people not talk as much shit about me.
Dude, I can relate to that 100%.
Well, the internet. We came up on the internet. You know that people
You know
ruthless.
What? It is crazy. I do feel in some ways, you know, I'm good friends with Andrew Dice Clay. And like Dice is a great example of someone who, you know, I don't know what you know about Dice, but like Dice changed the game when it came to comedy because he just did something so different from what anyone else was doing. It would be comparable to almost like when Eminem came into rap and everyone was like, yo, this skinny
what
white
is this guy doing? Yeah.
Yeah. But Dice was just like, he believed so much in what he was doing and his talent. He gave no fucks. He made his own lane and he literally became like the biggest thing comedy had ever seen at the time. But I thought to myself, it's interesting because back then social media did not exist. And so not to say he wouldn't have still done it. I'm sure he would have, but like, God, it would be nice to not have to combat. Imagine him doing that, but having to read 40 million comments a day, talking
no
shit
way.
And stuff. Like, I wonder how it would have affected someone like him mm-mm. if he'd had to deal with that, because it's fucking, I just took 2 days off social media just because I needed a break.
Refreshing, I bet.
Oh, my God. I was so much happier. But it was also hilarious because I got like 150 messages from people being like, are you okay?
What happened? Yeah.
Yeah. People were legitimately thought I died or something. They were like, are you still there? Are you good? Because I didn't post for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nuts?
That's so nuts.
And I'm in Instagram jail right now. I have a shadow ban.
What did you do?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Did you post? Did you post a butt pic?
I posted a nipple. Yeah. Whatever.
That's a hard flex, though.
I
listen,
mean,
rules are meant to be broken, right? Like,
whatever. It was women's equality day.
Yeah.
So I did what I had to do.
Send it.
But I want to talk about your last tour. Okay, so I'm fascinated with touring as a band because I've never been on tour with a band. But here's what I really want to know: is it actually as insane as it seems in all the rock and roll documentaries? Like, does that much crazy partying and groupies and like drugs and insane shit happen?
I think yes and no. I think back in the day, like, you hear the stories of, like, I don't know, Led Zeppelin, they were doing absolutely insane shit, like shit that would never be okay. So yeah, to like some degree, you know, people come out and they just expect, we've been doing it for like 10 years now, so we've had friends in every city at this point. So everywhere I go, every single day I wake up and there's somebody that's like really stoked to see me. Like, hey, brought you guys this bottle or brought you guys this you know, hey, here's some DMT or some crazy shit.
Is it,
you know,
fans or is it friends or is it people that became friends but, you know, were fans?
A little bit
or?
Of both. Yeah. You know, some people we just wanted to hang out with, and some people, yeah, were, you know, ex drug dealers that became friends, or some people were, you know, like fans that became friends. You know,
it's crazy how many ex drug dealers I've become friends with over the years. I'm not even joking. In fact, this is the best story. But one time I'll never forget, I hit up a drug dealer. This was probably 3 years ago. It was the 4th of July. And I hit up my drug dealer and I said, hey, I don't want drugs. I'm trying to find fireworks, because in LA, fireworks are illegal. And I'll never forget, this is a guy who sells every drug. And he goes, sweetheart, I don't sell fireworks. Those are really dangerous.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was the best. I was like, he has a conscience, even though he will sell me an 8-ball right now.
We were talking about how you'd never done...
Oh, Molly.
You only done Molly once.
Yeah, so I did Molly one time, and it just, like, it wasn't, I didn't really feel anything. I mean, I was pretty drunk. It was in Vegas, and the next day I had the worst headache of my life, so I'd never done it since.
You got to find good shit. I know everybody says, like, you got to find, like, my guy's got great shit, but I did it for the first time in, like, literally 4 years. Like, I hadn't done it in that long. Like,
so you just did
it. I do a bunch of drugs, but I haven't done Molly in 4 years. But I did it.
Andy, I love it. You're the only guy that comes on the podcast and is just like, I do so many drugs.
It's no secret to anybody. But I did it, and there was this girl.
Wait, for people that have never done Molly, what is it, like a hallucinogen?
No, it's like the best upper of all time. Like, it's just, you're getting hit with, like, waves of serotonin, like water would hit a wall. Like an ocean wave would hit a wall.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You're just getting slapped with it, and you feel so good.
Happy is what I've always heard. Like, flirty, legitimately happy.
Happy, like, beautiful, like you're being born. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're, like, it's hard to explain.
Damn.
Honestly, it's hard to explain drugs to people that don't do drugs. So if you haven't done it, I don't know, maybe try it. I'm not saying do drugs, but, you know.
But he just said to do drugs.
But there was this girl that I was kind of seeing, and she was from Europe. You know, she was French and she was out there. But I basically pulled the old-fashioned ghost, and it's super shitty. I know, but I saw that she was coming to town. I was like, hey, I would love to talk to you about, you know, just catch up and let me explain where I was and where I was coming from. I'm super sorry. And she was like,
Wait. You had pulled the ghost on her previously?
Yeah, previously. And then I saw that she was coming to LA, and I was like, hey, if you have any free time, you know, I'd love to take you, like, have lunch or something. And she was like, I'm going to San Francisco. I can't. An hour or two goes by, and she's like, plans have changed. I'm available. So fast forward to the last time I did Molly. We're on the roof. She came out with, like, us and a bunch of friends.
The roof of a building, a bus?
Yeah,
a roof of
like a you know, like one of those LA clubs that has, like, you know, beds all over the top. just LA shit, yeah.
Like, by the way, I've never been to a club that had beds all over the roof before.
Well, let me tell you,
I love
it's
that you
tight.
Know more than one. Yeah.
So she's like, she takes it, you know, she's overwhelmed by emotion. She's like, I have to tell you something. I have to tell you a story I promised I would never tell you. And I was like, what is it? She's like, okay, so you hit me up on the plane. She said she was on a plane with her other French friend, and they were going to fly to San Francisco. Boarding door closes. I text her, hey, would you want to go to lunch, blah, blah, blah. She says to her friend, I have to get off of this plane. And her friend's like, what do you mean? We're already on the runway. And she starts crying. The stewardess walks up, is like, hey, what's going on? She's like, my sister is dying.
Holy shit.
I have to get off of this plane. And they pulled the plane off the runway.
What city was this in?
This
they
was
were in,
France? They were in LA, about to go to San Francisco.
Oh,
visiting
so
her friends.
Because you text her, she pretended her sister was dying and started crying and got up. She's a sociopath,
so this
by
is,
the way.
This is a text message I got. Plans have changed. I'm available. What time did you want to go eat food?
Time out. Is this a girl you slept with before?
Yes.
You must have amazing dick.
No.
Like, you ghosted her, hit her up out of the blue, and she got off a fucking plane to bang you.
She stopped the plane.
Dude.
Well, that's the thing, is I was still dating the girl at the time, so it was just for lunch. Like, we just had lunch. It was crazy. Yeah.
First of all, she was not coming for lunch.
I love
no one that. Gets off a plane for lunch. If I get off a plane, it's for like 50 orgasms and then a nap and then 100 more orgasms. Who gets off a plane for lunch?
That's
who
the thing.
Who do you think you are?
I tell that story and people are like, "Yo, she's out of her fucking mind." But
she's
to
in love
me,
with you.
I love acts of passion like that. I love, you know, acting out, doing something crazy.
I wish you guys could see my face so badly right now, because what he's calling an act of passion, I'm calling a sociopathic tilt. Like, if you can fake tears that fast and pretend your sister died to get some dick, holy shit. First of all, I'm standing up to clap for her.
She's a superhero.
So you only had lunch, for real?
Yeah, that is.
And you had a girlfriend at the time?
Yeah, I told her. And she
Did
was like,
she know before she got off the plane
no.
that you had a girl?
No.
When you told her you had a girl at lunch, did you see any moment of shift in her?
Visually flustered, for sure.
Yeah,
but,
bro, of
but
course.
But here's the thing. Is she, you know, on Molly, it's a different thing. So she's like...
Wait, you were on Molly at lunch?
Fast forward to back when she told me the story about the plane on the roof. She was like, "You know when I knew that I loved you?" I was like, "Yes. Well, tell me." And she was like, "Okay." Her and her friend came out to a show in Germany, and her friend was really obsessed with one of my band members. And he was, you know, it was nothing serious, but he was hooking up with this, like, Swedish girl or something in the hotel. She's like, "I went to go see him." Walked into the hotel room, found them two literally in bed, walked out and started tearing shit off the walls of the hotel lobby. Like, grabbing, like, this is an old German hotel, so she's grabbing artifacts, you know, just tossing them on the ground.
Oh, my God.
I was like, "Hey, you guys probably shouldn't come to the Paris show. Like, you guys cause a lot of trouble between me and, like, other people I'm sharing a bus with and stuff. Like, I don't want the stress. Sorry,
bus
peace."
With?
Yeah, I'm sharing a bus with these dudes. So I was like, "Peace." They came out anyways. She's like, "So, you know when I loved you?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "You told me not to come see you. You walked up on the stage and you were so happy." And she's crying. She's like, "You were so happy." And I was like, "Fuck."
So happy?
Yeah. I was,
on the stage?
Yeah. She's like, "I wanted to hate you so bad, but I could not."
Was this, wait a second, but this is after she met you or before she met you? I'm confused. When you walked out on the stage.
Oh, this was after after this moment, I ghosted her.
You ghosted.
So that was the why I ghosted her, was because she was doing her and her friend were being crazy.
Pulling shit off the walls of hotel
rooms.
Pulling
shit off the walls, trashing the hotel.
So wait a second. I need a timeline on this whole thing. So
yeah.
How did you meet this chick in the first place? Was she a fan?
We were at a festival. I was sitting at a bar and I just felt like somebody looking at me. I looked over and she was like giving me crazy eyes. And I was just like, "All right, here I go. This is my chance. I'm going to go talk to this girl." And then, yeah. From then on.
I love that she was giving you crazy eyes and you're like, "Here's
I was like,
my
that's
chance."
Yeah.
But you didn't know she was a fan yet?
No.
But she knew you?
Yeah.
But did she tell you she was a fan, or did she pretend not to know you?
Not till later. No, she, I mean, she definitely, nobody's just interested in somebody like that for no reason. No one gives somebody those eyes unless
that's
they know something.
That's not true. I have.
Really?
Yeah.
You just seen somebody and be like, "That person's attractive."
Yeah,
like,
you know what? I totally have. But you know what's weird about me is like, I'm so confident and like brash online. And this is where guys, this is how all my relationships will be and are always fucked up. Because the truth is, my whole tough online persona, the fuckboy patrol thing, the way I call out guys and everything, it is real and it's a side of me. But it's a side of me that has no invested feelings in these guys.
Right.
But when I actually meet a guy that I'm really into, I get so, like, I'm, like, shy, awkward.
No way.
Yeah, dude, I'm so different. And I'm really sensitive and sweet. So it's weird because it's like, you know, there's this one guy who I dated briefly. I mean, I've talked about him a million times on here because he's the only one that, like, we have this weird thing for 6 years where...
Damn, 6 years?
Well...
You mean a relationship?
Well, it's not a six-year relationship, definitely. I mean, it's a relationship of some type, but it's not like a dating relationship. It's like this. I dated this guy. He's the only guy ever that the first time I met him, I wanted to take him home, like, that night. Like, I had never in my life offered to take a guy home. And, like, from the minute I met him, I was like... obsessed. There was a thing. And then I found out later, actually, I just found this out, which is crazy. I've known him 6 years. He just told me this like 2 weeks ago. he actually met me apparently a couple weeks before that, and I don't remember.
You don't remember
it
at all.
I don't remember meeting him, but he was like, the first time I met you, I was like, oh shit, this girl I'm gonna fall for, whatever. We end up dating. Long story short, he was insanely jealous. I mean, insanely. And like, it was the most toxic, but also hottest, intense, just fucking, like, we were like, so, you know that Eminem song where he talks about when a tornado meets a volcano, whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we are so toxic, but
to
like,
walk away though.
Yeah, but still to this day, somehow we managed to be friends, kind of.
Yeah.
Then occasionally we'll even still hook up. But then every time we hook up within 48 hours, like something will happen where he'll get jealous or we'll get in some weird fight or like something happens. So anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, that's cool though. I yeah. love that. Honestly, like it's, I don't know. Like I grew up in like Catholic school and stuff. So I was very, you know, in my mind, everything is very straight laced, walk the head. But the second you come out to LA, you can like, you can have relationships with people. You can have like genuine connections and not have it be like this, you are mine and now I'm yours and we will never, you know. It's just a different mentality. Like I think there's so many different capacities you can appreciate a person. Like legitimately admire them or whatever it is, qualities that you want to have close to you without it, you know, being this fucking scary thing.
It's true, but it's also one of those things that I think the older you get and the more people you date, the more you kind of like, honestly, when I met him, I wasn't mature enough to have the relationship we have now. Which is like, if I hit him up and he rejects me, I don't take it personal. If I run into him and we do hook up, I don't feel like it means too much. I couldn't have done that even like 4 or 5 years ago. Like it's gotten.
Really?
Yeah, but also it's like.
Who is she?
Who is he? You mean? It's a he, Andy. I'm actually straight. But anyway, I forget why I even brought him up. There was like a reason. Well, whatever. The point is, he's crazy. And when I saw
and
him,
you like
I was
it.
Like, we're going to be so crazy in love. And then we're still cool, but. Everybody, I mean, we could never be together, which is kind of psycho. Anyway, I don't know. Why did I bring that up? What were we even talking about that I brought that up for?
I was talking about crazy love or something like that.
Whatever. All right. Listen, I'm going to read an ad. All right, guys. Listen, I mentioned earlier that I have two sponsors this week, but one is Native Deodorant. I've talked about this so many times. This is real shit, okay? Oops. Darn it. I have to bleep that out. Oh, well, whatever. I'm not supposed to say bad words on here, but I really love Native. I even told Andy. He said I smelled good tonight. I said, it's my deodorant. I have the lavender scent of Native, which, full disclosure, I stopped wearing deodorant like a year and a half ago because I read about how much aluminum is in all the deodorant that like major companies put out and that's not good for you. And I don't really smell bad. I have great smelling sweat.
Honestly,
thank
yeah,
you.
No, yeah. Like flowers.
Thank you. But then they sent me this all natural Native deodorant. I decided to try it. And actually I love the scent that I ordered. I mean, they have a bunch of scents you guys can try out, including coconut vanilla, lavender rose, cucumber mint, eucalyptus mint. It's free returns and free exchanges. So if you don't like it, you can just send it back and try a different one out. But I really encourage you guys to use it. I mean, some people are very sweaty. I know for sure that not to call out Andy.
Yeah,
but
no, your eyes said it all. It was fine.
I'm just saying deodorant is an important part of personal hygiene, especially if you happen to be a very sweaty person. So, guys, I want you to go online to nativedeodorant.com. Get 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedeodorant.com and enter promo code DATEFAILS during checkout. That's 20% off your first purchase by going to nativedeodorant.com. Enter promo code DATEFAILS at checkout. You will not regret it. These products are safe, simple, effective. It can hang with you throughout a long day of shooting, of touring, playing rock songs.
Yeehaw.
So, guys, check it out. All right. Back to the podcast. I have fan questions. Do you want to answer some fan questions? I'm trying to think if there were any more fun stories I wanted you to tell. Well, wait, what happened with you and your ex-girlfriend? So when you were here last time, which it's been, I'm trying to think how long it's been. It's probably been about 4 months since I've seen you.
Yeah.
Maybe four
Maybe,
months.
Maybe, yeah, at least three.
Yeah, 3 or 4 months. You were dating a chick you really liked.
Yeah.
I mean, you really liked this girl. You kept hitting me up saying you needed advice.
Yeah.
So what happened?
She basically, long story short, she called me and I was, you know, she was all fucked up. There's so many factors to this story that I was like so sketched out about. Like she went on a private plane to like this island with like a bunch of rich dudes. And I was like, hey, you never mentioned like any of these friends before. Like, what are y'all doing? But long story short, she had a sex tape come out. And she told me about it low-key when she was blackout, like, a couple days before. But then, like, retracted it. Was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I'm sober. You're fucked up. And I see the wheels turning about you trying to, like, pivot and change the story.
Wait a second. Before you go into this, can we have a little backstory for the people who don't know? This girl and you were long distance, right?
Yeah, long distance. I met her in Connecticut.
You met her in Connecticut. And you were really smitten with her.
Yeah.
But it was long distance. So how often were you guys able to like actually hang out?
We'd only hung out like twice, but we talk on FaceTime like 2 or 3 hours a day, every day.
Okay, oh wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a minute, like it's actual investment.
Okay, so everything was going okay, but I mean, long distance is tough in the first place though,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then also you party, she parties.
Yeah, oh yeah, she got down. But yeah, she just got blackout and was just like mentioned like a video to me and I was like, what do you mean? What video? And she was like, any video that I've made, I've sent you. Because she'd never sent a nude before. And I was like, what are you talking about?
She'd never sent you a nude?
Right? It's the 21st century. What
Wait,
are you doing?
She didn't send you any nudes.
I mean, she did. I was the first guy she sent nudes to. Allegedly, you know. But she's like, anything that I sent you, anything I've made, I sent you. And I was like, okay, but the way that you're phrasing it, because she's hammered, I'm sober. So I was like, the way that you're phrasing it, though, sounds like somebody has a video of you that is exactly sexual. And she was like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just fucked up. I was like, well, we were talking about like the rest of your problems, like the last hour and a half. Like, it's crazy that you just all of a sudden can't remember. 2 days later, she's sober. She's like, yo, I have to tell you something. My friend sent me this video. He'd be like, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but there's a sex tape with you in it. It's definitely you. It's got your face in it.
You're in it?
No. This is what her friend told her. And so she told me that. And I was like, oh, okay. You told me about a video like 2 days ago. Like, do you think that possibly you knew and like...
Wait, can I ask a question? Yeah. Her friend saw this. Was it on like a porn site? Like, how
it was
did
just
her
being
friend
sent amongst friends, I guess. I mean, I don't. I didn't look it up.
Don't you think that's so bizarre? Like, I don't have any circle of friends that if I made a sex tape and it got back around to me from a girlfriend, like, that's so odd.
I mean, she was like a club girl. Like, she didn't have really like close friends. It didn't seem like she was just like hanging out with party people. And then I was like, okay, well, here's the thing. Like, you lied to me for sure, but like, just tell me like, who was it at least? Like,
exchange.
Yeah, he was the guy. Exchange the truth for a lie here, because he definitely didn't. He definitely just like.
Well, also, you guys were like together.
Yeah.
But also, she told you she'd never sent a nude, but someone had a sex tape of her.
Yeah. So this is like a jarring experience for me.
Wow.
And so she's like, I can't tell you legally, I can't. I was like, yeah, but legally we can't like smoke weed and fuck in your car, but like we did that, so like,
actually, is that illegal? I'm not sure that's actually
maybe not in California, but
I don't know if that, oh okay, in Connecticut definitely.
But no, she was like, I think she was just so like anytime anybody would criticize her, she'd be immediately defensive. And I was like, hey, I don't think you realize I didn't do anything fucking wrong here. But long story short, it was like, listen, we're not gonna click on this. So that was it. But I can't say I didn't at least give it a shot, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm on tour, if I spend, you know, months and months on tour and you can't like trust what this person's saying or doing when they get fucked up, like you don't remember what you said or did and you're on an island with all these dudes, like, come on, like
First of all, I mean, there are a few parts of this story with holes in it. Like, one, okay, I won't say because she parties that means she will cheat, because I don't think that.
Right.
In fact, like, I've gone through major party phases before where, because guys have this idea that girls who party are just, like, wild and fucking everyone. Like, no, actually, usually if I were to party, it's with friends who I trust not to try to bang
me. That's so sick. Yeah, I think maybe the stigma You know, and this is coming from me being on tour for so long. I'm dating only those types of girls, you know, girls that'll just go to all your homie shows and like.
Well, sure. Know. There are also like girls who party to like have fun and get wild and fuck people. And there's nothing wrong with whatever you
either
want.
Yeah,
is
do your
cool.
thing. Do your thing.
But I'm just saying, like, just because it's kind of like if a chick posts hot photos or even like I know girls who do porn and when they're like getting paid. Obviously, they'll fuck who they're getting paid for, but in real life, they're not easy. Like, it doesn't always mean right. whatever. But if a guy is flying you somewhere, you have to assume there's, like, some expectation. That's what I've always thought. So,
for
like,
sure.
That's why when guys offer to fly me anywhere, I always say no. Or I'm like, well, I'll get the flight and a hotel room and we can, like, have a dinner. But, like, I don't ever want them to think I'm coming to bang.
This is the obligation now. Yeah. And that's the thing is, we didn't get, it didn't seem like we got to the level of communication for her to be like, hey, this guy tried to fuck me or whatever, you know?
It's so wild, though.
You give it a shot. You roll the dice.
It's also wild, though, because she was a fan of yours.
Oh, it's so bad.
Well, no, it's just that, like, anytime I've dated someone that I was a fan of their work, which is, like, well, really once, yeah. twice, I guess technically twice, but the first guy I wasn't a fan, like, oh, ravenous fan. It was more like I really respected him as an artist. Mm. The second time, I was actually, like, a fan. Oh. But, like, when you're a fan, it makes you, I think, it slightly makes you more devoted to them in a weird way. Like, so the fact that she was, she sucks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure. For
but
sure.
Also the fact that she could fake tears to get off the airplane that easily.
Oh, that was a different girl. That was the foreigner.
Oh, that
but
was
yeah.
a different girl, right?
Yeah, but that's still sick. No, either way, that's tight.
You love sociopaths.
I love the crazy.
Me too.
Oh, man.
See, that's a problem for you. You need to go to SLA meetings, Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous.
You think I'm a love addict?
I think you're a love addict.
I think so, too.
Because guys that love anyone who loves crazy people like me,
yeah,
usually we're love addicts.
That's the best drug, for sure. And I've done a lot of drugs. Let me be real.
I mean, you know from experience.
Yeah.
Well,
fuck.
I mean, also, though... her sex tape thing.
Mm.
What's curious about that is if it's like being passed around, that's super duper against the law.
Yeah.
Like that's revenge porn.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I told her. It was just like the whole first day was me. I didn't bring it up at all that she brought it up to me. It was like, you don't remember literally telling me this story like 2 days before because you were blackout. I was just like, hey, listen, there's so much porn coming out like this every single day. And it's not going to stop, you know, like you're a drop in the bucket, you know, it's not going to end your career. It's not going to do all this stuff. Like it's out there, you know, there's nothing you can do at this point.
Yeah.
So I try my best to make somebody feel better about it, you know, like as much as you can, you know, it's obviously humiliating and or whatever, but you know, but then later the next day I was like, hey, so quick question for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty, especially if she told you she's never sent, you know, I will say this, mm-hmm. whenever I send guys anything my face is in where I'm naked,
mm-hmm.
I do make sure it's never a repeat. So that way I know who has it.
Wow.
So if it ever leaks, I know exactly who sent it.
You are an anomaly because I guarantee you most people will just send the best in stock they have.
I know they do. That's so tacky, by the way.
It's so what? I hate it. Everybody would hate it if they knew that this is just the copy and paste photo.
Yeah.
That's next level. That's top tier.
Also, you can look so easily. There's this guy I know who has sent his dick pic to so many girls I know, and we laugh because
it's
the
same one
every time.
This is the hardest it's ever been.
Yeah, and so you guys know, at least don't be stupid. At least do this. If you're going to send a repeat, women and men who are listening to this, here's a piece of advice. Screenshot it and send the screenshot because... all they have to do is look on the file information and it tells you when the photo was taken.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Think people realize this. Yeah, if you send me a photo right now from July 3rd last year and I open the little info thing on the photo, it will tell me when the file was created.
Oh my God.
So at least if you screenshot and send it.
There are so many people right now just going, rifling through their messages like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Yeah, but like, I'm not going to lie. Like the last guy I dated a couple times when he was asleep, as a joke, I would take funny photos like, and send them to him the next day. Like, I took a really funny video of me with his, you know, dick. This is so bad. But, like, I sent it to him the next day as a joke, and we laughed. But I actually came across it the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, because, you know, he wasn't, like, hard in it. So, like, if it ever came out, it would be really embarrassing for him. And I thought that I'm such a good person because
I you deleted could just ruin it. This person.
I
wow.
deleted it. I'm a good person.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, so shout out to me. Let's do, like, 4 fan questions, and then we're going to shut this show down.
Let's go.
All right. Okay, guys, we're back. So I want to do fan questions with Andy, but before I could get into it, I said to him just now, I said, I want to explain to my listeners the level of fandom that you're at. So I said, how many DMs do you get from fans on an average week? And he said, I don't look.
I don't like it.
Do you really not look?
I don't. Unless I'm looking for something specific. Like, if I, like today, I was like, hey, ask me questions. I'll do that. But
when you say, so people at home know, because people actually get mad at me sometimes for answering, for like, I'll answer occasional DMs and not answer all of them, and people get upset. But just so you know, like, for me, I get on average like 20 or 30 a day.
Oh, shit. No way.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No way.
And when we say, ask me a question, those go into a separate, like, those go into a specific kind of like folder of replies to that story. So it's like, that's separate, but just random DMs, you guys send me a lot and I read them all. But if I answer, like, here's an example. Mm-hmm. One guy, and I know he's a big fan, so if you're listening, I love you, and I'm glad you're going to hear this, because I love you. Mm-hmm. One guy's a big fan. He wrote to me, and he basically was like, I'm a burn victim. My body's covered with burns. I feel like no one will ever want to have sex with me again. What do you think I should do? And I basically said to him, like, every girl is down to hook up with a guy who makes her feel amazing, who's funny, who has dope personality, confidence. Like, you could be a total monster, but if you think you're the shit and you hit on women with that confidence, girls are going to be like, whoa, this guy looks like this, but he's so confident. Like, his dick game must be insane. Whatever we're going to think, right?
Right?
Plus, I said there's a fetish for everyone. Like, I mean, I don't know. Some guys are into really chubby chicks. Like, everybody's into different shit.
Oh, I knew a guy that was like that. He was like, mate. He was Scottish. He was like, mate, as long as I've got a face, she's got a seat, mate. And I was just like, gross. Wait,
as long as I've got a face, she's got a seat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, so anyway, the point is, but that guy, I replied to him to be like, just like, I wanted to make him feel good, but now he writes me like every day. Mm-hmm. So it's like, at some point you have to kind of like decide, like, hey, when listen. Do I answer? When do I cut it off? Mm-hmm. Do I say something? Whatever. So that's absolutely why I don't answer them all. But you, I mean, you're a dude. You should be reading every DM.
No, I'm scared of it.
You're scared of it? I just said to him, I want to read.
People say heavy shit, though. That's a difference, though. You know, if I was a comedian, it would be a different, you know, at least opener. I think because the music is so heavy, you know, and people relate to it on a different level, and so they'll tell me some really, really fucked up shit sometimes. And I'm like, I'm not qualified. Like, I'm literally just a guy that's like good at expressing how sad he is all the time.
Actually, I know what you mean, because I've had people write to me and be like, I want to kill myself.
Shit like that all the time. I've received a box of razors before. Like, in a fan,
what?
Like, and then like a meet and greet. Yeah, someone gave me like a box of razors, and she had a face. And I was just like, oh, I was like, I know what's going on here. And I shook the thing, and I could hear them all rattle. And I was like, listen, like, it's not that I don't appreciate, you know, and it's not, I'm not, if I touch this, like, I could potentially like get like a disease or something. I was like, listen, you deserve more credit than you're giving yourself. You know, like, it's not, I didn't ultimately make any of these decisions. You did, and I'm happy for you. I'm happy to be a part of it, but give yourself more credit, because this isn't, don't put this shit on me, basically.
Wait, you mean someone who was cutting themselves gave you the razors
give
they were
all
using?
The box of like maybe 15, 16 razors that they had used across the whatever
amount
of time. It's crazy. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to say. That's insane.
It's no, it gets heavy. So that's why I'm always like, I don't want to read my DMs.
I mean, I'm not going to. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Fine. You know what? I take it back. I'm getting mostly like, I get mostly like women that are expressing like how they can relate, or men who are asking me out, or occasionally I get really mean ones, which
really,
that, yeah, those
people
actually
are so pissed. Like, she's so happy. Fuck her.
I mean, kind of. Or you know what's funny is like people get mad that I answer more of like the kind of like rude curt DMs versus like the people being really nice, but that's because that's just funnier.
Yeah, definitely. That, and I did that today, actually. I did like a bunch of polls and stuff, and some people were like, how do you choose which DMs you want to answer? And I was like, I just picked the ones that are the best setups for jokes for the most part.
Well, here's what's funny. Okay, first of all, I get so many guys. Here, let me give you some tips on DMing, okay? You can tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I get so many guys who message me like, I'd love to take you out. I'm blah, blah, blah. They explain themselves. They sound great. And then their photo is like a dog and their account is on private. So I'm like, how am I supposed to? I
don't suspicious.
Even, yeah. Am I supposed to go out with your dog? Like, I'm not going to request you just to see what you look like. If you don't send some photos, I don't know what you look
yeah.
like.
Yeah, we live in 2019 right now. If you don't send photos, you're fucking whack.
Well, most of your DMs are actually replies to stories. I don't see so many like random DMs. I'm trying to find a rando DM in your account that's like a chick just being like, yo. Do you ever get just like random nudes? Oh, here's one. Wait, what does this person say? This is
whoa,
a bit random.
That's a big one.
This is a bit random, so don't feel obligated to respond. I decided for my birthday, my gift to myself would be an effort towards personal growth and risking things that feel nerve-wracking. A big part of that is stepping out of my comfort zone. I'm terrified of saying hello to new people, so I figured the best way to begin stretching this limit for me would to be to pick an account that I follow that would be unlikely to respond and in which there would be little consequences to no real world sequences. I don't understand what, but anyway, this person's basically saying hi to you.
Hi. I'm so scared. Hi.
Okay, so that one is a tough one because I would want to answer to give them like a pat on the back, like, great job breaking your boundary. Happy birthday. But then if you do,
it's over. They're going to send you every single day, you're going to get a message.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's what's going to happen. Don't please. I see you looking at the accept button right now.
I know, because I want to answer this person.
Please don't
so
do that.
Bad.
Please don't do that to me.
All right, fine. We won't. But like.
But no, it's always, you know, people really trying to connect to people. And they, I mean, why, I don't know.
Okay, but you know what's funny about this? Because this is a girl sending it to you. I'm actually more tempted to believe it. But if a guy sent me this, I'd be like, okay, here's an example.
The next, you would say, hey, and he would just send a dick pic.
Well, I mean, like, I've had like three guys invite me to their prom. And the first two I actually answered saying, I'll go if you're 18. And if we sign like some forms, and like, I actually thought it would be fun.
That is so fucking sick.
Yeah, but both the guys turned out to be like 30. And that was just like their way to get me to talk to them. And
Ew.
Yeah, so they ruined it for the real prom guys. Like,
there's,
I just
there's,
got
there's an 18-year-old listening right now that's just like, fuck!
I mean, yeah, honestly, that's true. All right, let's try another one. It's just so crazy to me that you never read these, because I don't read all mine, but I read most of them. And like, well, you, okay, so if you're not going to read them, why don't you just turn off your story replies so people can't reply to your stories?
Because, I don't know, maybe people, more people would be inclined to like interact.
Here's one. Yo, I've been in love with you for years. Thank you for creating 10 out of 10 music. And this is a really cute girl who might be 18. Okay, so that's a good question. So, yeah. So you've never met someone through a DM ever?
I have, for sure. I have. Absolutely.
How do you see the DM if you don't read them?
Oh, shit. I mean, they'll try and make themselves clear to like three or four of my photos, but from like old ones, like not the most recent ones, but like old shit, and it'll pop up in my likes, and I'll check that stuff to see who's.
You noticed that?
Yeah, absolutely.
How many followers are you at?
100 something, 100
Like roughly over 100,000.
Yeah, over 100,000, but not like a million or anything.
114. Okay, so we're about the same. So like I never notice if someone does that unless they like maybe like three pages of my photos at a time when I would definitely be at home doing nothing but staring at my phone.
Right.
But otherwise, I would never see that.
I hang out on my phone. I definitely kick it. But if I see somebody like trying to get my attention, you know, they're liking a bunch of shit, I'll be
so
like...
So that works.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this. Social media...
The etiquette of it?
Etiquette when you're dating.
You know what? I didn't know, but I was told multiple times on this tour that if somebody says something sweet to you and you double click it and you like it, that's not acceptable. You can't just like agree with the situation and let the conversation end. If you double like it, that's rude.
Wait, in a DM you mean?
Yeah, yeah. On Instagram, you know, you can double like, you know, you can double click something and it'll give like a heart to it. Like
well, here's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
If it's someone like
oh god.
Okay, if it's someone I'm actually interested in dating, yeah, I'll respond with words.
Right.
But if it's someone who, like, I'm trying to let them know I'm not really interested and they keep DMing me. Like, there's this one guy who, like, I know he likes me and mm-hmm. is flirting, but he always DMs me. So I just started double liking to let him know.
I'm acknowledging this.
I'm not really into
flirting
back. But
I'm not going
back.
To say anything.
Right.
I didn't know that was the case. I just thought it was like, okay, sick. I'm going to end this conversation. We'll talk tomorrow or something. But they were like, you only liked my shit. They'll bring it up to your face. And I'll be like, you double liked my shit? Like, how fucking dare you? And I was like, I had no... I was like, is this disrespect? That's the thing. This is this new etiquette, I guess, that I wasn't fully informed of. But like, you're like, yeah, you text like a fuckboy. And I was just like, is that my thing? Is that what I do?
I mean, well, it depends on what the situation is. But like, let's say I send you... Let's say we're flirting mm-hmm. and we've hooked up before. Mm-hmm. And I send you a hot photo.
Right.
You better respond with at least a drool emoji.
I can't double like that.
A hot photo? Is that what you're talking about? Oh my god, Andy. You know what? I'm glad we fucking brought this up. Listen, no, this shit is, guys need to know, because my girlfriends and I have conversations about this and guys don't seem to know.
I had no idea. I had literally zero idea this was a thing.
Let me explain why. For every hot photo a chick sends you, assume she spent 30 minutes on it, making sure it was the right photo, the right angle, the right... Like, girls don't just pop one off and send. Right. Usually, they put actual fucking work into sending it to you. And so when you just double like it and it's not... That, to the girl, she's like, oh, for real? The worst is if you say nothing. If I send you a naked photo...
Scene? Left you on scene?
Dude...
Does that
like that to me is like
I'm throwing hands next time I see you.
That's like a middle finger back. Or it's like you're so not into it, or we automatically assume you're with another woman. Like if I send a dude something and he wakes up and sees it and doesn't respond, I assume there's a chick in his bed and he didn't want her to see it. Always.
Fuck.
And it's always true. What reason do you have to not send back a drool emoji?
Right, at the very minimum.
How busy are you?
Okay, on the flip side of this, there are people that send like 6 or 7 nudes.
A day?
Yeah.
How many?
How many emojis can I create?
Okay, well that's a lot.
Okay, that's different. I mean, it's not the norm by any means, but it's also a thing that I was like, what am I supposed to fucking say? So I was like, okay, this is what I should probably just do to everybody. It's just double like.
Oh my god. Here's what I would recommend in that situation. Yeah. Just send back a standard, oh my god, OMG, so hot to all of them. But start sending the 6 or 7 a day from one girl.
Yeah.
That you've already slept with.
She had a house arrest bracelet on too, which is so funny.
That's amazing, actually.
That's commitment.
That's kind of
dope. She's getting angles with the bracelet on.
Oh my god. I want to actually take a photo wearing one.
So
do you know where I can get one?
No. Go to jail, I guess.
We need to get arrested. Let's try to get mugshots tonight.
No problem.
Let's go to the county jail.
Easy.
And just say, can we get mugshots? We've done nothing wrong, but we would like to turn ourselves in for... public intoxication.
Let's go.
God, I'm so angry that you double liked a nude. I can't. But who sends 6 or 7 a day? You've already fucked her?
No.
Oh, you haven't yet?
Never met her.
Never met her? No. Oh, my God. No, to be a rock star,
like,
must
like, here's
be.
My butt. Yeah. Where's my butthole? Whatever.
Well, that's different. You don't owe them anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, at what point is it rude?
No, that's a fine
for
to
me
double
to not be
tap.
Like, oh, sick butt. Yeah, I don't know.
No, if you've never met her, yeah. That's a different. Okay. No. Yeah. You don't even have to reply.
Wow. See? The turntables turn.
Well, that's because, like, who sends those to a stranger? That's just weird.
Yeah, no, I, yeah, for sure. It was crazy. She accidentally posted a story that was supposed to be a direct message to me, being like, I know what you like. And it was like a slutty photo, but she accidentally posted on her real story.
Oh my God.
And,
are
like,
you serious?
Just with the caption on it and everything.
Holy shit.
It was so funny, honestly.
Honestly, if I ever get famous, I would hire someone to take away my phone at like 10 p.m. and hand it back to me at noon and go like they're in charge. Like nothing can happen.
Like fasting, but for the.
Wow.
I'd love to see it.
I wanted to ask you more fan questions, but I honestly feel like we covered a lot.
I basically killed it.
I think we kind of did. Also, I'm a little buzzed. I had 2 shots of tequila now. Andy's on like his 8th.
I can't be killed though. That's the thing. I sound the same at all levels.
Honestly, when I get buzzed, it's very obvious. And you just sound sober for hours and hours. I hate people
until
like
I
you.
Don't. No, until I drop on my face or something.
I mean, yeah.
I definitely try to fight a raccoon for you, but.
Oh my God. You guys. So.
You wouldn't let me, but.
When we paused, we walked outside to get weed. I keep my weed in the car. Just, you know, because that's where I usually need it the most. No, actually, I have a bunch of free speed weed joints. Shout out Gino from Speed Weed. That's like real weed. But we walked out to get weed and a raccoon. My neighborhood is overrun with raccoons, as I've spoken about before. But a raccoon legitimately was 3 feet from Andy. And instead of running like you should have, he tried to actually fight off the raccoon.
I would have thrown hands, no problem.
You're
what is he gonna do? Scratch me with his little ass paws? No way. I'll
rabies, dude.
No way, not if I throw him.
They have rabies.
I'll use my feet.
You can't fight city raccoons. Any raccoon.
You haven't seen my leg kicks though.
You did come from jujitsu. I love that he texted me at 8 p.m. and said, I'm doing jujitsu. I'll come over after. I'm done at 9. And then at like 9:30, he's like, I'm drunk at a concert. I'm like, how did you get from jujitsu to drunk at a concert in 30 minutes? And he's like, I just came and had 6 shots. Yeah. You're a champ, dude.
Thank you. I'm unstoppable.
Before we go, please plug your album so the people can find it.
Hello. Yeah, I'm in Crown the Empire. Album is Sun Sky. It's available anywhere if you like, you know, rock, metal.
Wait, it's called Set in the Sky?
Sudden Sky. Sudden.
Sudden Sky.
Yeah. Rolls off the tongue, right?
It really does roll off the tongue. Sudden Sky. Out. Guys, please go listen to it. I wish I could just like play a whole track of it at the end of this, but you're not allowed, I guess, because Spotify like
they're
angry
pissed about it. Yeah.
I don't know. But please go check them out. Crown the Empire. I will tag them and everything. I feel guilty because I'm definitely...
You're literally holding a shot in your hand.
I've been sipping the 3rd shot for the last 20 minutes, and I can tell...
It's like a novelty-sized solo cup, too, which is the funniest part. It's like a little bitty red cup.
You guys, this is a shot glass that's actually a solo cup shot glass, and I'll tell you where I got this because it's actually really funny.
It's adorable.
It was a White Elephant gift exchange Christmas party at Brad Williams' house, and somebody brought this, and it's actually like a beer pong game kit.
Oh.
Like, it came with 2 ping pong balls and these little teeny red solo.
Damn, that's hard mode as shit, though.
Yeah, but I just kept it. And by the way, I traded for this because like I won something else, and then you know what, White Elephant.
Like, give me that shit, yeah.
I was like, I need shot glasses. I always have people over to podcast, and they want shots, and I don't have any. So that's how I got this. So there you go. I think we should shut down. I think I'm a little too buzzed to be podcasting.
I'm headed out.
Guys,
I'm going to throw up.
No.
I'm just joking. I'm literally not.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to Uber you home. Guys, listen, for real though, please, I always say this, but support the sponsors. Go check out CBD Lion. I'm obsessed. I'm going to give you some CBD, Andy, to take home. It also helps with hangovers, for real. I haven't had one hangover since I got...
This is going to hurt. I can feel it already.
That's your fault, not mine. And also, go check out Native Deodorant. I love the lavender. You do you. But don't smell. That's the moral of that story. And guys, I love you. This has been Date Fails. I'll be back next week. Bye!